Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guys, it's 610 to talk about on the radio.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, will have the latest. And listen, it is a Kikuchi Monday. So
you say?
Kikuchi night. It is. It is a Kikuchi Monday.
You say?
Kikuchi.
I love Kikuchi.
There she is.
What you say, Tyler?
Tonight is Kikuchi night.
There it is.
That was Ron. What do you say, Tyler?
Tonight is Kikuchi night.
There it is. It is Kikuchi nice. Night.
I
it
like
is.
That.
I never realized how much more bass you got in your voice than T.
You didn't?
I feel that right there.
What it are you is. Talking about, dude?
There you go. There you go. Give me a Kikuchi night in that right there, bub.
Kikuchi night. Let's get it.
There you go. With your That goes with your beard.
Yeah.
That goes with your beard.
Chop down trees yes. and Kikuchi and throwing sagamore. Baseball.
And your sagamore.
That T-Bow sound right there, man. Get that low register. All right. We'll get to the Astros and you say tonight here in a little bit, but...
A lot of news, bro.
And I want to start with Joe Espada giving us an update on Justin Verlander, because in terms of, I think the most important news, I think, hell, it's hard, but probably the most important news here is Joe Espada with an update, the latest on Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he'll start on Wednesday.
Would he be on any sort of a pitch count? I know he only got up to 57 in his last rehab start.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see how the outing goes and how efficient he is. I don't want to put a number because he can surprise us. But we're going to keep a close eye on his workload for sure.
All right, so he will start Wednesday. And off of that, this news, even more recent than that, Clint, this coming from Chandler Rome, as expected, the Astros will go to a 6-man rotation upon Justin Verlander's return on Wednesday. So they will move to a 6-man rotation. Not a surprise at all. They've all pitched in a fashion in which they deserve to be in it, and the combination of Verlander taking it slow with him getting it back, Arrigetti not pitching this many innings up to this point, Hunter Brown reaching that point, as well as Ronel Blanco, this is a move that makes sense. And, Clint, they've gotten themselves to a 4-game lead, so you feel pretty good about where you are right now, and you don't have to chase stuff down so it doesn't it doesn't bold as big as if to say, oh, man, we're not allowing our top starters to get as many starts as they could down the stretch. I think this is the move that makes the most sense going to a six-man.
Well, everybody's pitching well right now, with the exception of what do you do with Justin Verlander that first start from a pitch count standpoint. But you've recently had to go with bullpen games. You got plenty of arms out of the bullpen at middle relief that if Verlander can't go six or can't go five, he gets into four and the count gets up. You've got guys to go to. You've got answers to those problems. Best case scenario, you get Justin Verlander, a frontline starter, back for late season, obviously, and the playoffs. And along with that, as you mentioned, they've already announced going to a six-man rotation. Ronel Blanco, Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, all of these guys. Who am I leaving out? There's one more. I guess Kikuchi and Fromber aren't guys you can start that you worry about in terms of workload. But those other three are guys that are pitching really, really well. They can, to some degree, now manage the workload with Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, and Ronel Blanco. To some degree. They still got to pitch. They've still pitched a lot to this point. They've pitched in a lot of high-leverage situations. So it may not matter, but the ability to go to that six-man rotation could be big down the stretch here for the Astros.
Yeah, big. By the way, also on that, Luis Garcia updated he is not going to pitch this season. He's going to play catch soon, but they're going to move and take their time with him. He is not expected to pitch during this season. But the other big news is, well, there is no Alex Bregman in the lineup. We'll get to the lineup here in just a bit once we look at tonight's game. But he's not in the lineup, and it was reported by Chandler Rome that Alex Bregman was never going to play today and probably isn't going to play tomorrow in Game 2 of this series with the Red Sox. Here is actually Captain Joe Espada explaining the issue with the elbow of Alex Bregman.
He hit. He took ground balls, and he's asking, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. No, he just hit in cages. He took some ground balls. So we'll see how he feels. And before you guys ask me if he's available or not, I got to say it how he feels. And we go from there.
All right, he crushed it, that one. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play, is what he said. So Alex Bregman, they continue to make it seem like it is not a big deal. They continue to make it seem like it is not long-term in any way. Doesn't seem like they're saying IL or anything like that. But Chandler Rome saying he was never going to play today and may not play tomorrow. Where's your thought process right now with the Alex Bregman situation?
Man, I have no idea. With Alex Bregman talking before, I felt really good. Then you get the news that he's not playing today. That makes you wonder a bit. And then Chandler Rome says, hell, these guys were never planning on playing Bregman today or tomorrow. And then you get old Joe Espada singing an old tune here. I don't know what to think about it, Ron. I feel like the only thing that makes me comfortable with the whole situation is, one, Bregman was the one that talked initially, and two, the thought that Bregman is taking ground balls and he swung the bat today. Those two things right there, I feel like are positives in a sense of him getting back on the diamond ASAP. Now, we've had this with pitchers, obviously. If his body or his elbow or what the hell ever's going on, tricep, whatever's going on with his arm, if it responds negatively to the BP and the ground balls today and whatever throwing he did, then we could have a problem. But right now, I'm gonna chill and just let it ride. I feel all right about it.
Yeah, just based off the Astros' history and what they've done when it comes to injuries, I am just led to believe it is from whatever level or volume, it is worse than what they're letting on. And hopefully it is not multiple days worse. But, you know, when I hear him, oh, yeah, man, took round today, like, nah, it ain't that cheery. It's probably somewhere worse, or he would be playing. Right? Like, hey, day off. That's one thing. 3 days off? Now, 4 days off? And now you're starting a big series? and a load of games. And then the reporter who generally hasn't been off when it comes to stuff like this comes out and says, nah, man, he wasn't going to play today or tomorrow. It just leads me to at least believe it ain't as, oh, man, he played. Took some grounders today, baby, hitting the cage. He was asking me, coach, put me in.
You ain't singing the song, huh?
I listen, hey, it may be very well true. I'm not led to believe that. That's not what they're asking.
I feel like Bregman would go with a much cooler song than that if he were really going to sing a verse to a coach about putting me in the game.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what do you think would be a better song, a more suitable song that Alex Bregman would go with? If he
Bregman was at LSU, man, there's no way he was at LSU. Put me in, coach.
That might be just it. Put me in, coach. Ready to play today.
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
5 o'clock fire.
I wouldn't say that. All right, tonight, the Astros. It is, as we said, Kikuchi night.
Kikuchi night.
They will take on the Red Sox, and
hell yeah,
Yusei Kikuchi, who has been pretty good. Since he has been traded to the Astros, will look to continue his solid efforts. He's been good for 5 to 6 innings and pretty good strikeout numbers. Not only had 5 in his last start, but pretty good strikeout numbers. But either been really, really good to dominate, or at the very least, given the Astros a real chance to win games.
I love Kikuchi!
And this Clint starts off the 14-game stretch, where they take on the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Phillies, and the Royals. These are all either safely comfortable playoff teams, or the Red Sox, a team that is fighting to get in and well above 500. That's what they have in the next 14. And luckily for them, they've worked at it. Fortunate for them, they've been able to build a 4-game lead over Seattle going into this stretch, because it does get a little easier after that. But this is a big, big stretch against good teams.
Well, look, couldn't be a better timing of getting Verlander back.
Yes.
Assuming the good Verlander's back. And we got Tucker hopping around in the outfield, so he's a lot closer than we last saw the limp.
Now,
so.
When you say hopping around, he is doing hops.
Literally. Hop, not, little not bunny. Yet, not, hop, yet. Hop, hop.
Not like bunny. A hop. Like, not like a hobble.
Like, it's like my wife hops around the house singing that song, trying to get Liv to hop.
Around,
yes. Getting Liv to see my daughter loves it. That's what he's doing in the outfield.
I feel like you love it, too.
I do, but like I don't. I like watching them do it.
Oh, I thought you just like
never thought I'd be singing that to Kyle her. Tucker in 2024, but here we are. By the way. Serious question. Okay. When it's a Kikuchi night, do y'all all of a sudden smile? The first time you find out it's a Kikuchi night, is there a smile on your face?
Yeah.
Like there is right now on both of y'all's.
This afternoon, whenever I looked up the probable pitchers for tonight, as soon as I saw Kikuchi right there listed, I started smiling.
I don't know if I did, but when you said it, I did.
I mean, it's so beautiful.
When
man.
I hear the
exactly what I hoped would happen way back in the day when I just flippantly said, "Now that's the guy we need to go get in free agency." I didn't even look at a stat. I didn't care. That's the guy.
Just heard a name,
and here it is, just playing out so beautifully. All he has to do is be in the rotation, and you got to either look at it when you get up in the morning, or hear somebody say it. And that smile on your face.
It's really helped that he's been good too.
Yeah. Trust me, bad Kikuchi, nobody thinks that's funny.
I don't.
No way, no how is that funny.
If he was pitching like Jake Bloss, I think you would eventually get to a smile, but it wouldn't be right off the bat.
I don't know, man. I don't know. There'd be some bad Kikuchi jokes going around.
You say that name enough, you'll get there.
Come back around.
I know you will. Here's the lineup for tonight's game one against the Red Sox. Altuve leading off. Remember, there's no Bregman for the fourth straight game, so Alvarez stays in the two spot with Diaz, who homered yesterday to see if he can continue getting it going. Pena's in the cleanup spot. Caratini's at catcher. By the way, Yiner Diaz is playing first base tonight. Myers is in center field. Trey Cabbage, who just got called up from Sugar Land, he is in right field tonight. Dubon in left, and Whitcomb. He is playing third base, bat ninth. Had a couple of hits over the weekend, bat ninth for Alex Bregman at third base. So that is the lineup tonight as they get a big series and a big 14-game gauntlet ahead of them starting tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, D'Amico Ryan spoke to the media earlier today. We carried that live right here on The Drive. A little after 4 o'clock if you want to go back on the podcast page and listen. But D'Amico Ryan's talked about this, Clint, that that they're only going to do one joint practice, one day of joint practice. I remember last year with the Dolphins, it was like, it felt like 2 or 3 days that they did joint practice.
Yeah, I think one day is rare.
Yeah, they're only doing one day on Thursday. That's all they're going to be able to do with the Rams. And I wondered to you, the people, Tyler, listeners, everybody, have you seen enough from the guys, right? We thought like maybe they have this joint practice where you can get a lot of run work done with opposite teams, but it's only one day now. Will this be enough? Will you have seen enough from a lot of the frontline guys that you don't need to see them play in the actual preseason game coming up Saturday? Which you can win tickets for tomorrow, Texas Ticket Tuesday, right here on Sports Radio 610 all day tomorrow. But have you seen enough? Will that be enough for you to see from the frontline guys?
For what?
For the
to be confident. I know the question, but I'm saying to be confident.
Yeah, to feel good, or do you need to see a little bit more work?
No, look, I mean, I would love to see, and look, there's some obvious. I mean, I'm not considering Damian Pierce in this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't need to see any more from Joe Mixon. I don't need to see any more from Laremy Tunsil. I don't need to see any more from anybody on the offensive side of the football. None of the starters. I don't need to see any more from Kenyon Green. I don't need to see any more from Juice Scruggs. I'm good all the way across the board with that. Defensively, there's the only guy that I would like to see more of is Kamari Lassiter. The only guy that I think could benefit from more is Kamari Lassiter. Now, it's not going to happen. I mean, we've literally seen him for one quarter in the NFL, and he's going to take the field as a starting corner, outside corner, versus the Indianapolis Colts. That's the only one that I would say, I would like to see more out of him. Not for me, and just... Because clearly they're really – like, I think he would – put it that way. He's the only guy that I think would benefit from time on Saturday.
Even if the Rams – because I don't think the Rams are going to play anybody. Even if the Rams are playing second guys.
I don't want anybody that's starting out there with a bunch of second, third strings.
That's what I'm saying.
No. I'm just talking about benefiting from another game in action. Yeah. I think the only guy – like, I think this team – like, I can't think of – Maybe not even them. I mean, think of the backup linebackers that are going to play. No, look, I mean, I think the only one, like I said, is the rookie that just – the only rookie that's starting that hadn't played a lot of – much football at all.
Kalen Bullock, I think he's probably going to get a
he's
lot.
He's probably going to get a little run, yeah.
I think he's going to get a lot of run potentially week one. So I wonder is he shut down. Oh, yeah. I think he's going to play.
Be in a rotation? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to play, so I wonder – if he'll fall into the shutdown.
Yeah, look, in no way, in shape, or form would I put my starting corner out there. I'm just talking about there's no benefit for anybody that's starting, and the risk far outweighs the reward. But if we were going to look at all the 22 starters, the only guy that I think could shake a few jitters, get used to the NFL game, and maybe gain something from it would be Kamari Lassiter. But obviously, he's your starting corner. You're not going to put him out
there. The only guys of major note that played in the first one were Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs. You seen enough of them?
Seen
They're
enough
good?
Of them.
Good.
Seen enough of them.
Get ready for week one. Get ready for Buckner and Grove. Right there, week one. All right, so that is the latest there on the practice schedule this week. One day of joint practice with the Rams. Coming up. The man who had, I would say, the biggest day and the man who needed that day. That was pressure. There was pressure on John Metchie Saturday here at NRG. We got to get into that conversation. Has he officially made this team now? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
John Metchie had the day he needed to have, baby. He had to have it. Six catches, 7 targets, 68 yards, and a tutty as well in this game. And I don't know about you, Clint. I personally believe it cinched his space on this team. Hell, I'm not even sure John Metchie's going to play coming up on Saturday.
You are crazy as hell.
Not 100%. I mean, if I had to bet, I think he will. But I wouldn't be surprised. They say, hey, man, let's really look a little further down at the bottom of the roster with these receivers in there. Go ahead, man. Or at least, take your pads off after the first quarter, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, take your pads.
Ooh, boy, that's
no, I think he stamped his ticket. I think it was shaky. I think they were looking for something. And I do think it became – I don't think it started out that way. But I think after the Hall of Fame game and then after the Steelers and through that week, like, hey, man, you got to start making some plays or, like, you have to start doing something that will make it make sense of us all believing in what you are. And he did that, and I think he stamped his space on his team.
Boy, Tyler,
he's there, right? He's there, right? Like, yeah, he stamped it, right?
Yeah, that feels that way to me.
Yeah, he's there.
Man, that's rich.
Let's go, Mitch.
You don't think he's 100% on this team?
No.
Really?
No, I don't. 100%? No. I agree.
Say, look,
I mean,
no.
I agree with the points being made of he's a second-round draft pick, the story, the organization is in love with John Metchie, the organization is going to do everything they can to get John Metchie on this football team. But 100% is rich. I think he moved himself. Like I think he gave them a reason to maybe even make him the favorite of the four guys that are in line to fill the two spots of the 5-6 receiver on this team. If you want to throw a seventh receiver in there, just for the minute, there's four guys out there. Yeah, I think he's squarely in that conversation. He had a hell of a game, but I can't get to 100%. I can't get to 100%.
Listen, I want to tell you, I don't think he should be 100%. Personally, I think he has just done what Bob Woods and, I mean, I think he had a better game than those guys, but I think essentially he's done what Bob Woods and what Xavier Hutchinson.
There you go.
Have done in those other preseason games. But I think there is a real want to for him to be a part of this team. There's a real want to for him to make plays. I think it may be the hardest cut of anybody out there. I don't think he has shown the production or played at a space where he deserves to be in. But man, they have been having him run with the ones throughout a lot of it. And I don't just think it was just, hey, let's just put him with the best quarterback so we can completely get a full look. I think they were putting him there because they really believed in him. And now he has shown out here in a game, and right there, bam, you're here. And the joy, not to say that there shouldn't have been, but the joy was like, yes, 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 like that, like a little different than Xavier Hutchinson going out there and putting another 5 and 56, right? It just, there was a happiness in which I just think these guys, the staff and the main players have a real emotional connection that I think helps his cause.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to minimize that in any way, shape, or form. I think that is a – I do think there's a real tangible plus there. And I do think that this organization is in love with it. If you've got a fifth or sixth receiver on your team that's probably not going to play – if everybody's healthy, probably not going to play much at all, having a guy on the team that – every time he makes a play in practice or every time he makes a play in the fourth quarter if he's in the game or the upside if he ever does get to a point where he can start and produce in a regular season NFL game, the guy goes out and simply makes a play and the sideline erupts and you get that kind of emotion and that kind of love and chemistry and all the things that, that D'Amico Ryans, I think, really cherishes, which, by the way, I greatly appreciate. Like, all of that stuff is part of the Mechie package.
Yes. That's not a part of the Hutchinson package.
Right. The Hutchinson package is special teams.
Cephas.
You know, the, I don't know about Cephas. The Skoronic, the Skoronic, yeah, is the bigger bodied wide receiver that's special teams. Robert Woods is very similar to John Mechie. In fact, very similar relative to I think, him. I think, well, yeah, there's definitely an affinity there, but I'm talking about like size, speed, ability to separate, all suspect at this point in time. With both of those guys, but Robert Woods brings a veteran. I know that, I know all the positions. In a pinch, I don't need a bunch of practice. In a pinch, I can play and fill a role anywhere and be productive. So I think there are four guys, including Mechie, who high ceiling guy, potential, young, inexpensive. There's a case to be made for all four of those guys. And a big part of Mechie's, I do think, is how close he is with a lot of the guys on his football team.
Yeah, from the text line coming through, Mechie is the best of these guys on the bubble. Nothing more.
And you got there.
Shout out to Irwin.
And you got there by six catches in backup work in a preseason game. That's tough, man. I'm not saying the guy's not a good player, but I mean, good gosh, we've watched him not create separation for 2 weeks.
But he wasn't.
It's not as simple as that. By the way, I don't know who was that.
Irwin.
It ain't as simple as that. I don't know what you've been watching.
Someone texted, Mechie is in, Clint is tripping, and now you're flip-flopping, Ron. No, I'm not flip-flopping. I have told you. My thought process of what I've seen from Mechie is different than what I believe they believe in him. Right?
Now, that's a different story.
As I said, I have maintained this. As I said it last week, We went to camp and watched him practice, and he is rolling with the ones. And I'm like, bro, got one catch for 7 yards and one catch for 4 yards in the two games. And there's not a lot of flashing in camp. But that's why I have said from the jump, they see him differently than what the production is. And now,
100%.
And listen, it's fair or not, how far and what he had to do to impress was not as much as others that he's competing with. And six catches. And what'd you say? This has been the best receiving game from anybody in the three preseason games?
I think Xavier Hutchinson was nice in the first game, but he didn't score a touchdown.
No.
So obviously Mechie's is better.
And Robert had a pretty nice
Robert had a good run in game two against the Steelers, but again, no touchdown. I think Mechie getting in the end zone. And look, Mechie had a good game. Mechie showed a wide range of ability. He good route running, created a little bit of separation. The catch that didn't count on the sideline because he didn't get his foot down, that was a hell of a catch. Probably the best catch that I've seen him make in at the NFL level. The touchdown was not easy. I mean, you've got to, that's the most popular route down there. You've got to do some things to get that little bit of separation. It's a hell of a throw as well. Mechie had a good game. Mechie did some good things. I can't just ignore what we've watched for 3 weeks because there was a good preseason game.
No.
I threw a touchdown in a preseason game. Ain't nobody was running around talking about I was making the team for sure.
Had a nice run against
the Broncos. Did that too, yeah.
But
yeah.
There it was.
But all that you said you watched, he was remaining with the first unit.
Yeah, anybody that's been to practice can tell you that they've. I mean, this team obviously values John Mechie well above
what his production.
Yeah, I mean that's a given, no question.
All right, the Texans defense, did they look good or did Daniel Jones just looked really bad. We'll discuss that, amongst other things, with the Houston Astros. Some of that latest news that's happening with them. We'll get all into that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, remember... Tomorrow is a big day for you, the fan on the station. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. You have a chance throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 610 to win a pair of front row tickets in the bullpen. So be listening all day, starting with Payne and Pendergast, with In the Loop, with Lopez, Reggie, and Figgy. The new show. I saw somebody text in and say, what time's the new guy come on? He comes on 10 to 2, baby. They had a good first day. If you missed it, go to the Odyssey app and listen to that show. But they'll have it for you tomorrow. We will as well. A Texans Ticket Tuesday, front row seats to see them take on the Rams. The final preseason game of the season. I'm sorry. I think there's some people who do kind of really wait for this all day. Didn't get to hear your bets today, Tyler. You got any locks? What's your lock today?
My lock?
Clint's really listening.
Let me pull it up.
Man, just hear
what's
your
bets today.
Man.
I mean, I think you probably had a pretty good weekend this weekend, as the Astros, Friday might have been great, but the Astros came through. Hopefully you had them strikeouts on I'd have had a strikeouts on all the pitchers this weekend if I'm betting the way you do. But what you got? You got a lock? What's your best tonight?
Yeah, man,
Tyler?
I got a lock for tonight. It's, you say Kikuchi.
Gotta get them strikeouts.
Nah, I'm not going with the strikeouts, but I'm going over 16.5 pitching outs for Kikuchi. That's my lock.
You need 5 2/3.
Yep, that's
my
lock.
He's been hitting that. He strikes out a lot of guys, gets a lot of swings and misses, but he tends to throw a lot more pitches. That's why that is.
What's that strikeout number, T?
7.5.
That's high.
It's rich.
You want me to be honest with you?
Yes.
I don't like your lock.
Okay.
Just the Red Sox are like this, just patient, work count, work count. Is what they do. I feel like that pitch count might run up.
Make you feel better about it, T?
Should.
A little bit.
I love Kikuchi!
I mean, I've been off a little bit. You know,
when he attacks the strike zone, they can't be patient, T.
Mm-mm.
I'll make you feel better about it.
What, it's hard to be patient what with other that Kikuchi, man.
Yes, isn't it, though? Great point.
It's hard to be patient, yeah.
You say.
I'm telling you.
You say.
Patience is a virtue.
Hey, what other, did I miss it, or did you,
no.
did you already go?
So, my other bets for the Astros game, I'm on the Astros over 4.5 team total, so that they'll score at least 5 runs. I'm on Yordan over 1.5 bases. And in action not in the Astros game, I'm on the Twins Padres over 7 today.
That's not bad. That's going to be a really fun series. I probably will watch a little bit, but that's going to be a fun series.
Is Altuve heating up?
He was DH yesterday. I can't remember what he did.
He hit a bomb, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yes.
Hey, him and,
correct. Yes.
Diaz.
Diaz
almost hit too.
Yeah.
Got robbed, right?
Jake got robbed too over the weekend, didn't he? It's good, great swing from Jake. So just wanted to put that out there. Got robbed.
Good. Good.
Climbed up the wall and got that. Man, look at that. Hopefully those work for you, man. I think the Kikuchi strikeouts, that's high too. That's high. But
yeah, I'm staying away from the K's.
Yeah, good luck tonight, man.
Thank you.
Well, you remember his lock right there. You heard Tyler's lock. Basically, you need him, your man to go 5 2/3 innings. Pull that off tonight. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Ooh, a little double dip tonight with Indy Kalu and Hall of Famer John McClain. They will be live on the show coming up behind us, and we're live and local with Area 45. Bajani and Crate. No Alex Bregman in the lineup tonight. Potentially may not be in the lineup tomorrow, according to Chandler Rome of The Athletic. Justin Verlander is back, slated to start on Wednesday, and they will have a 6-man rotation. But back to this game, because, Clint, the defense, the top defense, ones, twos, they look good. And they did not have Will Anderson Jr. They did not have Danielle Hunter. They still looked really, really good against the Giants, held them down, had two big turnovers from Petrie and Stingley, but had 5 turnovers overall. What did you see here? Was this something you're like, yeah, that defense is looking ready. They're ready to go week one against the Colts. Or were you like, pump the brakes a little bit because Daniel Jones and the New York Giants were so terrible?
Well, I think two things can be true once again. I thought the defense was tremendous. I thought without their two defensive ends, they were flying around, clearly not thinking, making plays, disrupting big time. We're clearly the more physical football team, the more confident football team. And I think as a whole, they were swarming as D'Amico Ryans wants them to do. Now, I did say two things can be true. The Giants have to be the worst football team in football right now. If there is a worse football team.
You haven't seen the Panthers?
If there is a worse football team in all of the NFL, I need folks to let me. I'll tell you what. 713-572-4610. I have not seen every game. I don't buzz around watching every damn preseason game. In fact, outside of the Texans, I don't sit down to watch much at all unless it's just convenient. Who has seen what? All y'all out there, what team have you seen that appears to have no clue what they're doing? Daniel Jones. Which I gotta believe by if the
they
game
played a lot of their ones.
My game plan, they played their ones a long time.
A long time.
Malik Nabers in the game late in the second quarter.
Late.
I love catching. If I were playing the Texans, I would want to. You know, and you're the Giants, by the way. You're turning this thing over. The Saquon Barkley era is over. You're turning this thing over to Daniel Jones. It's absolutely paramount. Let me get Daniel Jones comfortable immediately. Let me get him comfortable. The very first thing that I would sit down and talk to Daniel about and my offensive coordinator about is, guys, let's be smart. They've got a rookie cornerback on one side. It's his first time to be in the league in the NFL.
First game.
They've got a first game. That's the first NFL action. They've got Jalen Petrie, who's never played nickel at the NFL level, starting. And they got linebackers, Christian Harris, that aren't that are injured. How about we come out and do the smart thing? How about we attack opposite Derek Stingley? How about we don't go at Derek Stingley?
Seemed like the game plan was to do the opposite of that.
Go at Derek Stingley, right? So your quarterback, which by the way, the plan appeared to be that way, and then your quarterback doubled down on it and just kept going that way, right? At no point in time do you say, hey, let's just flip the formation, boys. Let's flip the formation. And if they travel Derek Stingley with Malik Nabers, let's just take the boundary, easy throw, where the rookie corner's playing soft and pedaling, and you know, you got a better chance of survival there. You got a better chance of getting off to a quick start, right? I mean, these guys can't even come into a preseason ball game and make the smart decisions to get a struggling offense, clearly a struggling quarterback that lacks identity, and to offense that lacks identity. Just get off to a quick start. You try to attack the best player on this defense, and it almost bites you in the ass on the first play, and then you go over there, out of six pass attempts, you go over there two more, to three times total. I mean, it's if there's a worse football team, if there's a dumber football team, and look, Daniel Jones is not
good.
They
were just trying some stuff out?
I think they were trying to force the ball to Malik Nabers early, and they don't have no more sense than to do it to on a rookie than to do it on Derek Stingley Jr. That's what I think.
It's Daniel Jones a lot. Brian Daboll has been a really respected coach in the league.
It just doesn't. None of it makes sense.
Unless they were doing it on purpose. Now, Dan, that pick six. That's one of the worst.
That was terrible.
There's a high school kid that right now you go work with at Baytown, Lee, that you got a problem making that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm meeting at the numbers, maybe the hash. I might pull you. No, but Ron, that's a product of all the foolishness before, getting you put in a situation where now it's third down and you got a leaky offensive line and you're dropping back, your quarterback's holding the football. It's all chaos. Everything's moving. There's nothing going on with New York that's slowing the game down for anybody involved, right? Their best drives and their best production all day long was the ridiculous back shoulder catch by Malik Nabers on the sideline, followed up by a ridiculous back shoulder catch, which was out of bounds, but the crazy one by Jalen Hyatt. I mean, it's just
had a nice one to Slayton, you know, to the one.
Ron, they're out here throwing back shoulders to everybody, like every receiver's good at it and every quarterback's good at it. I mean, it's just that was as bad a football as you're going to see in the NFL. And I hate to break it to you, New York, it's going to be like that week one. It's going to be like that. That wasn't, it was preseason, we weren't ready.
They're going to start using Dan in that running game a little bit more.
Singletary in another situation where he's got to run the ball downhill.
Yeah. And yeah, they're going to have to do something. That pick to Petrie, that was little league stuff.
And again, I'm not taking anything.
He grabbed his head immediately.
I'm not taking anything away from immediately while he was on his back. I'm not taking anything away from Derek Stingley's pick. How poor was that throw?
What about the Stingley pick? Yes.
I mean,
you had the pylon that you could have thrown to, or you had Malik Nabers in the slot one-on-one with Jalen Petrie in it and created it on the same side.
Yes.
Same side.
There's an idea.
That created immediate separation.
There's an idea that a well-coached offense and a well-coached quarterback does.
I feel like the game plan, Brian Day will say, hey, we're going to play some tough corners this year. Let's see what we can do.
Let's go at Stingley. Because I mean, like Jalen Hyatt. Hey, Daniel, the one thing you do with Jay, throw it as far as you can.
Yeah.
The guy can absolutely fly.
That ball,
I mean, it was short, it was inside, and it hung. Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. That's right. All right, Clint, great job today as usual. Tyler, great job holding it down. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Indy Kalu, former Texan and Hall of Famer John McClain will be live on the show with the fellas. And then live and local, until 11. Area 45, Bajani and Creighton will have a post-game show for you as the Astros look to add another win. Try to get to 3 in a row as they host the Boston Red Sox. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. It is a Kikuchi Monday.
You say?
Kikuchi.
Tonight is Kikuchi night.
There it is. It is Kikuchi nice. Night.
I
it
like
is.
That, Kikuchi.
I never realized how much more bass you got in your voice than T.
What are you talking about, dude?
There you go. There you go. Give me a Kikuchi night in that right there, bub.
Kikuchi night. Let's get it.
There you go. With your That goes with your beard.
Yeah.
That goes with your beard.
Chop down trees yes. and Kikuchi throwing baseball.
And your sagamore.
The T-Boss sound right there, man. Get that low register. Just one look at you. Tonight is Kikuchi night!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.